Baruchim HaBoim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara began as a discussion about giving stern punishment for various Aveiros. It spoke about Sinas Chinom, Chala, and Truma. Now our Gemara turns to Gezela. Says the Gemara, Be'ovon Gezel, for the sin of Gezel, HaGovoi Oila, locusts begin eating crops, Viharov hoive, and hunger is the norm. Uvnei adam oichlin basar b'neim uvnoiseihem, and people consume the flesh of their own children. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Shimu hadavar hazeh paros haboshon. Listen to this matter, the paros of Boshon. Gemara will explain this, who has a reference to. Asher bohar shomron ha'oishkois dalim. On the mountain of Shomron, they are terrible to the poor, the destitute, and they take advantage of them. Haroitzitzois evyoinim, and they crush the destitute. Omar Rava, kegon hani neshei de mechoizo. The paros haboshon are a reference to those women, the wives of those who live in mechoizo. The ochlan v'loy ovdon, they eat and they don't work. In other words, they steal from their husbands and they also live a luxurious lifestyle, causing their husbands to also steal. V'ksiv, it says in the pasuk, hikesi eschem b'shidofon v'yirokoin, I will smite you with winds that will dry out your crop. Harbois ganoiseichem v'karmehem, there'll be a multitude of your gardens and your vineyards, v'te'ineichem v'zeiseichem, and your trees of figs and olives, yoichal ha'gezem, the locust will consume. V'ksiv, it says, yeser ha'gezem, the pasuk afterwards, yeser ha'gezem ochel ha'arbe, in addition to them will come the arbe, the different type of locust, v'yeser ha'arbe oichel ha'yelek, still another type of locust, V'yeser ha'yelek ochel ha'chasil, and still another form of locust diminishing and getting and destroying all of the crop that's left over. V'ksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'yigzar al yamin v'ra'ev, and he grabbed from the right and he was still hungry. V'yoichal al shmol v'lo saveyu, and he ate from those on the left and he wasn't satiated. Ish besar zeroyo yoichelu, he was so desperate that he began consuming his own arm, the flesh of his own arm. Now the Gemara makes a drasha, al tikre besar zeroyo, don't read that he consumed the flesh of his own arm, elo besar zaroy, rather the basar, the flesh of his children. The Gemara now turns to din, ba'avoin inui hadin, for the sin of procrastinating judgment. That means that they have a judgment, but nonetheless, they procrastinate, not l'shem shomayim, the ivus hadin, or they pervert the judgment willfully, v'kilkul hadin, or they're not careful in thinking about the judgment the way it should be thought about in terms of all of its detail, and memela, automatically, there's a kilkul in the din. Ubitul tara, and a neglect for learning the tara. What results, says the Gemara, Cherev ubizo rabo v'dever ubitzuras bo. And not only that, adds the Gemara, b'nei adam oichlin ve'enan svein, they eat and they're not satiated. V'oichlin lachmon b'mishkal, they eat bread at a certain measurement. D'chsivat says in the posuk, v'hevesi aleichem cherev, I'll bring upon you the sword, referring to, of course, war, nokemes nekam bris, the revenge of not keeping my covenant. The pasuk goes on to say, "V'ne'asaftem el areichem, and I will gather you from your cities. V'shilachti dever, and I will send dever pestilence besoichachem in your midst. V'nitatem biyad oyev, and I'll bring you. I'll give you over to your enemy." And therefore, that's what it was referring to before when it says, "Cherev ubizo rava v'dever ubetzuras bo." The Gemara makes a drasha, that which says you're not keeping my covenant. The covenant here is actually a reference to the Torah itself. Ve'im bris ele Torah shenemar im lo brisi yoimom v'laylo. If you do not keep my covenant, if it wasn't for my covenant rather, for day and night, here the Gemara makes a drasha, the bris over here is referring to the Torah, because it says in the pasuk, in Yoshua v'higisa bo yoimom v'laylo, so the bris of yom v'laylo is referring to learning the Torah. V'ksiv, it says in the pasuk, I'll read in its entirety, b'shivrei lochem mate lechem, I'll break the staff of your bread, v'ofu eser nashim lachmechem, and ten women will bake your bread betanor ech with in one oven. V'heishivu lachmechem b'mishkal v'achaltem v'lotizbo, and you will not be satisfied when eating that bread. And therefore, it quotes over here, b'shivrei lochem mate lechem v'ofu eser nashim. So that's a reference to what we mentioned before. You'll be eating and will not be satisfied. And you'll be eating lachmechem b'mishkal. Says the Gemara, v'ksiv, concluding this, yan ubiyan b'mishpitei ma'asu. And all of this is a result of being disgusted in my mishpat, in my din. And therefore, again, the inu ha-din and the ivus ha-din and the kilkul ha-din is a result of these punishments. Says the Gemara, ba'avon shivuos shav. In the sin of a shvua shav refers to when a person makes a shvua on something that certainly cannot be, that the rock is a piece of wood, or vice versa, a man is a woman. V'shvua sheker, here it's not as clearly denoted as a lie, but it's a deceit, and a person makes a shvua on that. V'chilul Hashem, when a person causes other people to sin, he sins himself, he calls others to sin. V'chilul Shabbos. And he desecrates the Shabbos. The result of all of this, Chayaro Rabbo. There's an increase of terrible, vicious animals. Ubehemo Kale. And other beasts of Behemo, they themselves become destroyed. Ubnei Odom Mismatin. And people become lessened. V'hadrochim b'shtoimimin, and the ways of roads will become mishtoimimin, will become emptied. Shenemar says, v'im be'elo lil tivasu li, and if in these you will not, then listen to me through the Yisurim. And the Gemara makes the drasha, al tikre be'elo ela be'olo, a reference to the shvuos. So the shvuos shov and the shvuos sheker brings about all of this. V'ksiv, it says afterwards in the pasuk, v'shishlachti bochem es chayas haselde, reference to the chayaro rabo. The pasuk goes on to say in the toichocho, v'shikla eschem v'hichrisi es behemtechem, I'll cut out your beasts, your behemois, v'himita eschem, and I will diminish you, v'nosham mudarcheichem, and I'll call you to be shmama. And that's therefore, the punishment we mentioned before of Behema Kalo b'nei Adam Mismatin and Drachim Mishtoimimim. The Ksivan said, B'shua Sheker, in regards to Shua Sheker, V'lishavu B'shmi La Sheker, you shall not make a Shua in my name for falsehood. And it adds, V'chilalta Eshem Elokecho, and you'll make a Chilu Hashem. And then, V'chilu Hashem, it's written, Ksiv V'loich Yischalu Eshem Kochi. So we also see that the what it's saying by the shua sheker also applies to chil Hashem ubichil Shabbos as well. Ksiv mechalel mos yumos, where it mentions also chilul v'yolev chilul chilul mishua sheker. And therefore, the limud where we get the result of all of the shua sheker is these punishments will also then be the punishment for chilul Hashem and chilul Shabbos. Ba'avon shvichus damim. The Gemara goes on to say, by shvichus damim, the sin of killing, murdering, beis hamikdash chorav, the beis hamikdash is destroyed, v'shchina mistalekes mi'Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchina has to then leave klal Yisrael. Shneimar, it says, v'lo tachnifu, I'll read you that entire posuk, v'lo tachnifu, the posuk goes on to say, es ha'oretz ashateh bo, ki hadam hu yachnif es ha'oretz, as a result of the blood, v'la'aretz lo yichupa ladam, the land will not become absolved, it will not be atoned for by the dam that was spilled, asher shupach bo ki im bedam shoyfchoy, because of the murder. Velo tetames ha'oretz asher atem yoshvim bo, says the Gemara, asher ani shoychim besoycho. The rest, the pasuk goes on to say that you shall not metame the land that you are dwelling in, and that's a result of the shvichus damim causing the shechina to also depart. Ho atem metame moso encham yoshvim bo. Behold, if you will then metame the land, then they will not dwell there. Ve'enin shoychim besoch, and I myself cannot dwell there either. So there's a result of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed and Klal Yisrael being suffering from the Siluk HaShechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot dwell in Eretz Yisrael when there's Shvichus Damim. Be'avon Gilui Arayos, for the sin of Gilui Arayos, Ve'avodas Kochavim, Ve'hashmodas Shmitin Ve'yovlois. And when Shemitah, every seventh year, the sabbatical year, and the Yovlois, the 50th year, the Jubilee year, are not being observed in Eretz Yisrael, the result of all of this is Galus Bola Oilam. The world suffers Galus, both Jew and non-Jew, in Eretz Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot soivil when the land itself is not treated properly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Balabayis, and therefore he says, my land also needs to rest. And if the boteach in me, when that's not being observed even by Gentiles who live in the land, then also it results in galus. Umegalin oison, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael into galus, into exile. Uboin acherim v'yoyishvim v'mekoymon, and as a result, others actually live in their place. Shenemar says, ki es kol ha-to'evos ha'el asu anshei ha'aretz. All of the to'evos that they did, referring to not only the Shemitah and the Yovlos not being observed, but this is referring to the Gili Arayos, the To'eva of Gili Arayos, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael cannot be soivel, cannot endure the type of behavior of Gili Arayos, and therefore it says in the Pasuk again, ki es kol ha-to'evos ha'el osu anshei ha'oretz, the land, people of the land, were doing this type of behavior. V'ksiv, it says, v'titma ha'oretz, they defiled the land. Ve'efkod avoyno aleh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will then mete out punishment for this sin. V'ksiv, it says, lo soki ha'oretz eschem b'tamachem oiso. That's regards again to Gili Arayos, that the land will spit out those who are metame the land through Gili Arayos. The Gemara now turns to Avodas Kochavim. K'siv, it says, v'nosati es pigreichem, and I will give you the dead carcasses upon the carcasses, referring to the Avodah Zorah. V'ksiva hashimoisi es mikdasheichem, and I will make shmama your holy places, referring to your sanctuaries. V'eschem azareh begoyim, and I will scatter you amongst the Gentiles, amongst the nations. And therefore, again, a result of the Avodah Zorah, the Shmitin of Yovlois. Now the Gemara turns back to the Shmitin and Yovlois, because until now we spoke about how Gili Arayos and Avodas Kochavim causes all of the punishment of Galus, and the fact that people will then live in the land instead of Klal Yisrael. It says, V'ksiv, in the Pasuk, by Yovlois and Shmitin, as Tirtzo, Tirtze ha'oretz eshap sosel. Then the land will be appeased for not then observing its shmitos and yovel. Kol yemei hashomo, all of the desolation v'atem baretz oyvechem, and you will be then in the land of the enemy, your enemy. K'siv kol yemei hashomo tishbois, all of the days of the desolation. Then the land will then have its opportunity to rest. The pasuk over there goes on to say, so for that which you didn't observe, the Shemitah, the Shabbos, b'shaboy seichem, b'shivtechem aleh, when you dwelled in it, now you have to leave the land, and in place will be then others who will then be there instead. Ba'avon nevelois peh, nivlois peh, for the sin of nivlois peh, of disgusting type of speech. Tzaros rabois v'gezeros koshos mischadshois. The result is terrible gezeros that are also difficult and are renewed. Ubachure sone Yisrael mesim. It's a euphemism for the sone Yisrael, the euphemism for those, the Bachur Yisrael. Yisoimim v'almonos soyakim v'enenonin. They're going to then the soimim and the almonos, the widows and the orphans will cry out, but they won't be answered as a result of nivul peh. Shenema, as it says, now the Gemara brings a posuk. Al kein, therefore, al bechurov lo yismach Hashem. On the bechurov who are then using their mouth in an improper way, because Adam is defined as a medaber, and therefore the power of speech is very significant when it's misused for nivul peh. There's terrible punishment that results. And therefore, it says, Al kein lo bechurov lo yismach Hashem. It's not happy with them. Ve'es yisoyim ve'es almonois of liyirachim. He won't have rachmanis when they call out to him. Ki kulo chonef umeireya. Because all of them are hypocrites and evildoors. Ve'kol peh doiver nevolo. And those are our, they're doiver nevolo, they're nivlos peh. By speaking nivol peh. Because Zois lo shav apa, for all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't return his anger. Ve'oid, and further, Yodoy netuya, his arm is extended. Ask the Gemara, what is the expression, Ve'oid, Yodoy netuya, and further, his hand is extended? The Gemara makes a drasha. Omer of Hanan bar Rabbe, bar Rava, HaKol Yoidim, Kala lama nichnasa lechupa. Everybody knows why a Kala will enter the chupa. But anybody who then speaks about with disgusting type of speech, even when a person has a judgment that he will live a full life of 70 years, for good, and therefore the Gemara is making a drasha. The words va'od yadoi netuya, and further his hand is extended. Va'od is a play on the words ve'ad, and forever. So that means that even a full lifetime will then foreverly be changed to a decree of bad. Amar Rabbe b'chashilo barshilo Amar Rav chisto. A person is menabel piv with his disgusting type of speech. He will then, they will deepen for him gehinnom. Shenema says in the posuk, shucho amuko pi zorois. The pit will be deepened for those who speak zorois. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok omar af shoymeya v'shosik. Even a person who's a standing by, and he's listening and he's silent, he doesn't then take action and say something, he will also suffer. Shenema says in the rest of that verse, Ze'um Hashem ha'yipol sham. The ones who's disgusted by Hashem, they listen passively and they do not say anything to the one who is menabel piv, yipol sham, he will also then fall there. Omra voshaya kola memarek atzmo la'averoi. If a person, he takes away all of his things that he's busy with to then focus on Avera. Chaburois upitzoin yoitzin boy. Then various bruises and cuts will then form on his skin, certain lesions. Shenemai says, Chaburois potza tamruk bara. They are going to be on his skin, different petza, different types of cuts and bruises, as a result of somebody who then puts aside his time to then focus on Ra, to do Averois. Not only that, but he suffers the illness, which is a stomach ailment called Hadroikin. Shenemar says, Makos Chadre Botin, and he will be then blowed with the inner chambers of his stomach. He'll receive blows. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Simin la avera hydroikin. A sign of avera is somebody who has the swelling of his stomach, this disease, this illness called hydroikin. Tanur Rabban along these lines explaining this inyan of hydroikin. Gimel mine hydroikin hain. There are three different types of hydroikin. Shel Aveiro, it's Ave. If Hadroken that comes as a result of doing Aveiro, it causes his skin to be thickened. Vishel Ro'ov, if it's Hadroken as a result of him starving, of not eating, then Tipoyach, then he has a swelling of his skin. Vishel Kishofim, if it's a result of Kishofim, then Dak, his skin becomes very thin. Shmuel Hakoton Chash Bey. Says the Gemara that Shmuel HaKotan, he suffered from this illness, Adroiken. Omar said, Ribbono shel Olam, mi mei pis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to then cast a lot to know that I wasn't receiving this illness because of sin? Itzi, as a result of that tefillah, he was healed. Abai Chashbei, Abai also suffered from this illness of Hadroiken. Omar, he said, Rava Yadona Bey. Rava said, Yadona Bey Benachmeni. I know that Nachmeni, with reference to Abaye, the Machbi Nashe, it's because he deprives himself of food, and therefore that's why he has this illness of Hadroiken, not because Chalila of an Aveiro. Rava Chashbei, Rava also became ill with Hadroiken. Ask the Gemara, Vaha Rava who? Wasn't it Rava the Omar, Nefishe Ketile Kedar, Menefiche Kofen? Wasn't Rav himself who said people die more because of the pots? The Kedah is referring to the pots where a person needs to relieve himself. Then he die more from that, but not relieving himself, than those who are nefiche kofon, who they get, their stomach becomes bloated. Says the Gemara, out of hunger, they get bloated because of hunger. Don't they die more because of the ketile kedar? Which means that Rav would be careful not to then hold himself back from relieving himself. Says the Gemara, "Shiny Rava, Rava is different. Why? The ansi le rabbonon beidne baal korche. The rabbonon, when he would give his Torah lessons, so then the rabbonon, the students kept him back, meaning to say he wasn't able to then relieve himself and go to the bathroom." And that's why he resulted in this illness called Hadroiken.